Okay, so last week we started talking about Gvinas Akum, which is a Gvina that a Goy makes or owns. So we saw a little bit about Cholav, really concentrated more on Gvina. And really, like I was talking about it, they're both so interconnected that it's hard to separate each one. I'm just talking about each one by itself. But they're really two separate things going on. That's why it's like I said in the beginning, the Hakdama was that we think Chol Yisrael is like a general thing. Either you keep Chol Yisrael or you don't keep Chol Yisrael. So if you keep Chol Yisrael, then everything has to be Chol Yisrael. And if you don't keep Chol Yisrael, then nothing has to be Chol Yisrael. But we'll see, really, there's three complete different sugyas, and really you can adopt parts of the Chumrah of Chol Yisrael if you want. And other ones, not adopt, and that's fine also, you know. So, we'll see. So, really, there's chalav, like we said last week, there's chalav akum, which is milk, and milk, things that milk are in, chalav akum's in. And then there's gvina, which is, cheese, which is separate. And then the last sip is butter, which is, again, another separate thing. So, three separate, really, sugyas. It's not just the general, I'm adopting Chol Yisrael or I'm not. So, now of course, most people that keep Chol Yisrael, they keep it completely. But we'll see that there's really a few different components. Okay, so just to give a quick chazar of what we spoke about last week, we brought down the Mishnah that said that there's a problem to have Gvina, that's Gvina's Akum. And the Gemara went through a whole list of different reasons why Gvina's Akum would be Aser. One of the reasons was that we're afraid that a nachash is going to, gayamar makbid, about leaving their liquids open, so therefore we're afraid that a snake is going to eat from it, and then it's going to become poison, and then we're going to be eating, poison, the cheese. So that's one problem. Another problem...
It was a health issue.
Yeah, just...
Why is that different than any other food?
That you get from a guy? No, it's not really that much different if it comes from a liquid. The hanami.
You couldn't have a
glacial
water carrier.
It seems that way, yeah.
Why are you considering cheese a liquid?
Well, it starts off as liquid.
But it ends up as cheese.
Right, but it starts off as milk. So if nachash got to the when it was milk, it would be up the creek.
But, if that's true, we don't have a policy against non-Jewish water carriers or...
It's true. No, it's true. It's a good point. I'm not sure what they do with us, but...
Or beer or any of the,
Yeah, I hear. So that's the first reason. And then the Gemara goes through a number of other reasons. One of them was that your mamid naisav or kevas nevela, you use the skin of the stomach of a nevela to make the cheese, make the milk into cheese. That's what makes it harden. And then there's some other reasons that the Gemara uses. And it goes on into Beis. This is Lamed Hey in the Beis. So maybe your mamid was traf orli, your mamid was treif, or there's other problems of somebody you get into that they wipe shuman of chazir on the oils from these from a pig, they wipe that onto the cheese, so that's a problem. Okay, so we listed all these problems, and then we went to Tosfos, and Tosfos basically says that we paskin like a bishul ben levi, which is the first reason. And that reason is that because the nachash is going to get it. The lemaisa b'zman hazeh, we don't have this shash anymore that a nachash is going to get it. So therefore, Taisa says that b'zman hazeh, there's really no problem. There's really no problem with gvina's akum. However,
so include all types of cheese, milk, everything.
It would seem that he's talking about cheese again. He's talking about cheese. So all types of cheese, it would seem that according to Taisa, is going to be fine. Now, Tosfos is a das yachid. He said the Rambam paskins that gvina is usher across the board. It doesn't matter how it's made. Even if it's made with flowers, even if you know for sure it's made with kosher things, it's going to be usher because it's the klal of davar sheb minyan. Gvina's akum is something that's davar sheb, that was usher with the davar sheb minyan. I mean, Bezin got together certain things that they said gzeira is gzeira, and then that's it. And the only way to uproot that gzeira is if you have a similar number and as big Tamid Chachamim as they were back then in order to uproot that gzeira. So that's not going to happen. So that's why the Rambam says that this Gvinas Akum is here to stay. It doesn't matter how the gvina is made, even if it's made with kosher products, it's going to be a problem. And then that's how we saw in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis, which you have there, which we'll really start with today, that the Siv Beis starts off like this: Gvinos ha'edek echavim, the gvina of Akum, of Goyim, Asrum, of Nation, Aminaisam, Ba'ar Kevashkitasim. So the Mechaber takes on the reason, not the reason of because it's Giloy, because it's right, because of the Nachash. He says that the Chashash is that you're going to be Maimedaisam, Ba'or Kevashim Shkitasim. The Or Keva of Shehinavela, meaning the Goyim, they're going to use their skin of their Nevela, of their shechita, which is nevela, and that's going to be a problem because you're going to have the nevela into the cheese. And then the Mechaber says, "Afilu hamidu ba'asavim." Even if you make the cheese with grass, there's certain types of grasses that you're able to make the cheese with. It's still asura. It's going to be asur. So you see, the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam and like Rav Yishayim that go that vina was a davar shel minyan. Now I want to just speak out something that we touched on just a drop last week, and we really didn't give it. It's given a lot of time. The Taz asks the Bam Kasha. The Kasha is that the Chachamim came here and they made a gzera that you're not allowed to have Gvinas Akum. And the Mechaber says that the reason why you're not ahead, the reason of Gvinas Akum is because you're going to be Maimed Aysam or Kevas Nevela. They're going to use Nevela to be Maimed the cheese. In fact, Taisviz, in fact, the Taz, what do you need the Chachamim to make a gzera for? That's Basim Chalav. Basil Chalav is Asim Adaraisa. You don't need the Chachamim over here.
How do we make cheese?
How do we make cheese?
Sucks. And it sucks. Put in something else.
Here's the thing. You are allowed to use the keva. The keva you're allowed to use because it's a different reason. Gemara says it's pure Shabbat, but it doesn't count as any problem. But you are allowed to use.
They use other stuff.
They could use other stuff also.
Plastic tubes.
But anyway,
I'm saying back then.
The funny thing is that the or kevas nevela is a problem. The keva itself is not a problem. Only the or kevas nevela.
So why did they, just to clarify, why did they use the stomach? Because it was a kli, and it had the keva in it.
I don't know why they used it, but I mean, it worked.
I'm saying, was there an alternative at the time?
Well, they used other things. You see that they were also able to use asavim and other things, you know, like that. Anyway, fine. So the Taz asked the Kasha that why should there be a problem of Venus Akum? It's Bas V'Chalav. So we don't need the Chacham to come along and make it zero. We have a Nisad Araisa, Bas V'Chalav. So on this we said, no, the whole, we know, we learned Pezayin in the Schavura, we learned that Bas V'Chalav in Araisa is only Aser of his Derech Bishol. If you cooked it, we're talking about making Gvina. Yeah? So if you make Gvina, you put some Or Kevas Nevela into the milk and it turns into Gvina. So the Taz asks, what do we need a Zer Chacham of Gvina Sa'akum? It's Bas V'Chalav. So the Taz is that no, it's not Bas V'Chalav, because Bas V'Chalav is only Aser and Derech Bishol. This is you're just putting in some Arkevas Nevela, right? And so on this, somebody spoke out last week, and we didn't discuss it fully. But somebody says so then, but then there's Xerah there Abadim of Bas V'Chalav. So then you have Xerah there Abadim of Bas V'Chalav. So what do you need there Abadim to go ahead and make another Xerah of Bina Sakum? We already have the Xerah of Bas V'Chalav. So you're right, it's not the Raisa. So we need the Chachamim. But the Chachamim came and said that this type of Bas V'Chalav is also Aser. So that was the Kasha that some people asked. So really, the Kasha is a very sharp Kasha. How do I know that? Because Rav Kiviger asked the Kasha. Rav Kiviger asked this Kasha, and someone pays Ayin on the page. I didn't print it for you. But he mamash asked this Kasha straight up. So he says, it's a little... Basically, what he says over here, one tarot that's for sure given is that really it's just a suffix. It's just a suffix that there are that their mind will save our campus available. So al zbasav chalav is just a suffix. Suffix de abanam kula. So we need the chacham to come along and say that no, gminas akum is going to be us because of this shash that they're using our campus available. If you knew they're using our campus available 100%, so then you're right. We don't need the chacham because the chacham already said that that's asra al zbasav chalav. But now that whereas it was mesupik, so then we say suffix de abanam kula. And now we need another gzera of the chacham to go ahead and say that even when you have a suffix, it's still gminas akum is going to be us. Okay. So now let's get to the Ramah now, which is really what I'm going to concentrate on more. So the Ramah says like this: Hago v'chein haminig. Ve'ein lifreitz gather. The inloy b'makim shenogu b'hem mehetim mikalmayim. So he's saying, don't try to say, oh, I'm going to hold like Tosfos. Tosfos, right, we said Tosfos holds like Gvidas Akum Bizman Hazeh is completely mutter because there's no chashas that are in the game, Bizman Hazeh. So, but he said, we don't pass them like that. Dr. Ahmad, don't you be the one to say that you're going to go like Tosfos. Now, the im ha Yisrael roya asiyah segvinas. So we know that the yid has to be involved. We know yid has to be involved. Gvinas Akum is going to be usher across the board. Everybody agrees to that. You will not find any place that says that Gvinas Akum is mutter bizman hazeh. No one. So Zakhtar Ma, Yid has to be involved. So now, how is Yid going to be involved? V'ma Yisrael roya asiyas ha-gvinas. So if the Yid watches the Gvina being made, v'achaliva, and he also watches the milking. So he watches the goy milks his cow, and then he turns it into Gvina, he makes sure that he's not putting in or kevus nevela. So then that's mutter. Then that's going to become mutter. That she's going to be mutter. V'chein ha-minik pashat b'chol medina selu. And that's the minute that the yid has to watch. Okay, now I tried to print this, but it didn't come out really because it's very hard for me to get this taz and shach onto my printer to print it. So we're gonna have to figure out a nesa for that. But the taz and the shach basically both shrei chai v'chayim on this ramah, and they say that this ramah is being way too lenient over here. And they say shtark. That a yid not only does he have to watch it, but he actually has to do a maisa. He has to be actively involved. Normally, we know a mashgiach doesn't have to do anything; just has to watch and make sure everything's being kosher over there. But the shach specifically says that a yid has to do a maisa. The boy, the lev, and maisa, and he has a whole. There's a whole shach over here. You might see part of it. It's sifchav. He goes on a little arichas over here, and he says that a yid has to do a maisa. So, who do we passing like? Do we passing like the Ramah or the Shach? The yid just has to watch it, or has to...
But generally speaking, in Hashkaka, doesn't the Mashgiach just watch?
That's the thing.
It's the light of fire.
First of all, yeah, that's
because that's part of the cooking process, right?
Yeah. So there's. So I'll tell you that general statement is a little loaded. Really, a mashgiach is supposed to know the halachas of you know all the halachas of basu v'chalav and have shakelim and all those and know exactly what to do in which situation. But yeah, you have to light the fire because another problem, because there's something called bishalakim.
Okay.
So there's certain times that he just has to watch, and certain times that he has to actually do stuff.
As far as hashkacha is concerned, it's just a question of watching.
So that's what I said. It's not so pashut because I know people think that, and it's true in a general sense. But there are certain specific areas like lighting the fire that mashgiach has to be actively involved.
That's because of bishalakim.
Right. That's part of part of hashkacha.
Right.
You know. So that's
so
part
like
of
the pasteurization process.
To make sure that the ingredients and the meat and everything is kosher is just a question of watching and looking.
Right, so
in
that to make
that
sure.
Aspect, yeah.
Yeah, that aspect, yeah.
Why over here with Kabina, the shot is the shot requiring a mindset?
Because there's
where's
other,
coming from?
The same way that there's other, the same way you have it by other, you know, halachas, like by special akamasi, he has to light the fire. And certain times he has to actively do something.
The point, it's not like wine. Where you're worried that the guy is going to do something that you can't control, like, you know, Vodazara. And it's not like, what's another thing that they have to be, the Jew has to handle it from beginning to end. Why does a Jew have to be involved with the actual cooking process, the Maisa process?
Yeah, so he says because like this.
Let's say for pasteurization, why does he have to actually be involved?
Because here's the Shiloh. We know that Gvinas Akum is Asur because it's a Davar Shebamin. So it's a Davar Shebamin. It's a davar shemini. They made it. Gvinas Akum is also. That's what they said. So now, even it's a loy plug. Even if you know for sure that everything's kosher there, even if you know that they only use flours in that factory to make the cheese, you know 100% that they use flours.
Even if you're supervising it.
Well, okay. So hold on to that. So hold on to that thought for a second. So the shach holds that just like there's a loy plug that if they're using flours or grass to make their milk into cheese, it's going to be Yisrael, it's Gvinas Akum. So too, what is it going to help that he is watching it? It's still the guy's making it all, he's doing it all. It's still called Venus Akum. So it's the same light plug. The same way if a guy uses kosher ingredients, you know for sure. There's no orchids available in this country, let's say. You know every single farmer is going to be using kosher products to make cheese. It's still going to be also because of Davar Shemini, they said it's also. Like we said, the Rambam holds, and that's the Mechaber Paskins, it's going to be also. So Zok the Shach, it's not going to help just to watch it. It's still Gvina Sakam, so you're watching Gvina Sakam. Shkoyach, but it doesn't help anything. So that's what Shach's tied on the Ramah. Is there, you're taking a slight plug and you're playing around with a slight plug. Now, according to the Ramah.
Doing a Meiser, not render it.
Because once you're doing a Meiser, that's already not called Gvina Sakam. That's called that's part of it, that's already Yiddish. Once you do a Meiser, that's enough to get it out of Gvina Sakam. That's the Machlokes. The Machlokes says, okay, so now the Ramah holds. Ramah says, no, as long as a Yid's watching it, it takes it out of the shame of Gvina Sakam. It's not Gvina Sakam.
So basically, what's the threshold of involvement that makes it? Is it even like he turns on the switch or he lights the fire and then Yotze, it's now Gvina Sakam?
So, he has to do Maisa. So what's considered a Maisa by Gvina Sakam? I don't know if there's any fires involved. But I think that generally what he puts in the chemical, whatever they're using to make the milk into cheese. I think that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
That's the Maisa that's...
I think this is exactly
how involved they have to be involved. Yeah, that's part of the shach. Okay, but al kapanim, this is the big machlokes of Ramah on the shach. So now, how do we pass it? So if you take a look at the Piskei Tshuva, I'm not sure the Piskei Tshuva you have it.
Yeah,
it's in Sif Katan Vav.
Yeah.
Sif Katan Vav, it's actually on the second page.
Yeah, we have it.
It's underlined. Yeah. I underlined it, yeah. That's. Shechena Minig. So the Ramah said that this is the minig that the Yid just has to watch it. I'm berhate the b'shem shach. I'm sure it's not good. It's yana chelak arachayim simulam mazayim shechriya kedivrei haramah v'loy kehashach v'tazur pichadash. So the Nayda Behuda says that the halacha is like the Ramah, now like the shach and the pichadash and the taz. The chen hayer mechas yakev or pritayer the kasher shekain pashan amig. That is the minig. The minig is to be senach on the Ramah. Okay. So that's at least how we see from the a little later, the Yehuda and others, they say the Pesach Shuvah brings down, so they're going that the Halacha is like the Ramah, that all a Yid has to do is watch it. He doesn't have to actually do a Maisa. Okay. Now, what? The Shach holds he has to actually do a Maisa. Okay. Now, let's continue in the Ramah, and this is where it's going to get a little exciting. Now, the Ramah sounds like this. Vimra Asiyas, actually, hold on a second.
Okay.
So Zok the Ramah. The Ramah says like this. The Ramah says, Vimra Asiyas Hagbinais V'loira HaChaliva. Let's say you just saw them make the cheese. So before the Ramah is saying that l'chatchila you're supposed to watch them do the chaliva and watch them also make the cheese. Zok the Ramah. Let's say you just saw them make the cheese. V'loy ra chaliva. You didn't see them milk the cows, you just saw them make the cheese. Zok the Ramah, yesh lahatu b'di'evan. Then you can be, it's a hetu b'di'evan. Why? Ki ein lachush shema irv by davar tamim. There's no shash that the goy is going to put tamim milk in there. Because since he's making gvina from, since you make gvina from chalav, he davar tamei ena aymen. Something that treifa milk does not turn into cheese.
That's a whole.
For sure, a goy is not going to mix in tamei milk. Me'acher shadaitoi lases gvinas. Since this guy is making cheese, right? You have cheese farms and milk farms. This guy is making cheese. The guy has to be a complete idiot to put in chalav tmeya, because chalav tmeya does not turn into cheese. So this guy's just wasting milk by pouring in chalav tmeya. So the Ramah says that if you just see the gvinas, it's also okay for the evan. It's also okay for the evan.
Chalav
tmeya, like pig milk.
Pig milk can't turn into cheese.
That's
Matthias. Only
kosher milk turns into cheese. Yeah. So that's what the Ramah is saying. That's why you don't have to. Now,
how does that help if the Davar Shemini? It's usher.
It's not. So that's...
So how does it help you?
You're right, because there are maholds that in order to get out of Emesh Ramin, you know, all you have to do is be there. So you have to be there, you have to watch things. So he's watching the Gemina, so that's enough.
What is watching the Gemina for? What is he looking for?
Because the halacha is, it's a light plug. If a yid's not there, you cannot eat the chips.
This yid that's there, what is he looking for?
He doesn't have to look for anything. That's the point. He really doesn't have to look for anything.
Can he nap?
To watch?
Huh?
Can he nap?
He's gonna.
No, he has...
Take a quick schluff, you know?
Okay, so that's a different job. Whether he's a yid for nifas. But he has to be there because Gvinas Akum is a light plug that is awesome.
But originally, what was the reason?
That's the original reason. The original reason
is... What's the reason? He has to be there if he's not accomplishing anything.
You could check the rent.
First of all, he could make sure that they're not using anything, Trave. He could be making sure...
Right, but the stomach
that they use.
Right, but they use the stomach. They use the stomach. They use Trave. They use Nevela to turn it into cheese.
You have to have somebody watching.
You do, technically. But I'm telling you that even if you know for sure that the guy's using kosher stuff, you still have to be there. Because there's a loy plug. Gavinas Akum is awesome. That's it. There's nothing to talk about. If he is not there, even if you know for sure that all the ingredients are kosher, there's no way that he can smuggle in whatever. There's you have to still be there. Gavinas Akum is awesome. It's a loy plug. Davar Shemini, there's no way around it. So now the Rama is saying that his involvement just has to be b'di'evad. If he just watches the Gavina, that's enough. If he didn't watch the Chaliva, so he says that he didn't watch the milking process, it's still going to be to the Evid. Okay, you can eat from that cheese. Why? Because no goy, he's going to mix in Chalav Tmeah. Okay? Now, let's get to Ramosha. That's the next page.
The goy would do that if he's not interested in making cheese, but interested in selling milk.
Right.
Why isn't there a chashash of that?
Okay, so we're going to discuss most of these chashashas in Ramosha. So take a look at the next page, which is Ramosha. This is a nice few page tshuva. I didn't print everything for you. But hopefully we'll touch on the main parts. Now Ramosha starts off with a real bomb kasha. Okay, and that's the first paragraph, and we'll try to get through it pretty quickly. So it's Siman Tes Zayin, you see, and this is Yardea and it's Chilek Gimel. Okay, so Siman Tes Zayin, he says like this. Hine Gvina Shara Yisrael Asiyas HaGvinas V'Leira Chaliva. Right? Gvinas said a yid saw the mice, he saw them turn it into cheese, but he didn't see the chalipa. Shirabah kasa b'simen kufta as vavziv beis, that's right here. The yesh lahata b'di'evet. You can be mahta b'di'evet, ki yein locha shama'ir, by davar tamet. And there's no chash, he's going to put in davar tamet. Me'achet sha'asa gvinas min ha'chalav, ki davar tamet in ha'ayim, b'vadil ha'ir b'yakum, he's just quoting the Ramah, b'vadil ha'ir b'yakum, me'achet sha'dayt ha'lazis gvinas. So avadil, the goy is not going to mix in chalav tmeya, because he's making gvinas. V'hu tamua ha'chayra. Well, it's a tamua. Ki me'achas because of Ramah. Since the Ramah says shabavadai lo yir boya akum davar tamei, there's no goy. It's vada. He says it's such a stark lush. Vada, the goy is not going to mix in chol tmeya. Ein lecha raya gadol mizeh. So that's the biggest raya. The other mizeh raya v'yaitz v'nifnas. Okay, let's go down a few lines. I'll tell you where to pick me up. She says, there's going to be some people that will mix in chalav tmeah. They're a bunch of... She says, that's a miyat. That's a miyat of people. A miyat of people are not... We don't have to be chayshish for a miyat of people that are going to mix in chalav tmeah. Wait. One second. Ah, so now, let's go down to the... go down a few lines to where it says... So the first word in line is Lemiyuta. That's the first one in line. It's near the bottom. Okay, so Isaac Venus are in the chalav filum miyit sheir by chalav tamei. Shalachin kasev Ramah b'lash and vada. He says that. What, you're going to be chayshish for the miyit? So then why was the Ramah so vada? He's so vada. No one's going to mix in. Even a miyit's not going to mix in. Okay, nu adim shleishay achlal lachash umay taimei in a matulachat chila. He says the bam kash on the Ramah. The Ramah says that you have to watch the gvina. But if you don't watch the Khalifa, but the evidence mutter, why? Because a vaday guy is not going to mix in stuff. It's so pasha that a guy is not going to mix in chalav tmeya. So why is this only be the evidence? It should even be the chalchila. That's the bam kash of Ramesh. She says, maybe he's chayshish for the shach. Maybe he's chayshish for the shach. So he's saying the chalchila. We have the shach here. So he says, but if that's the case. What did he just say a second ago? He just said a second ago, if you see the chaliva and you see the gvina, then it's even matul chachila. Well, if you're chayshish for the shaf, then even that's pretty of it. So the Ramah is like, Ramah, it can't be that the Ramah is saying that l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it because of the shach. So what's the pshat? Why is it l'chadchila aser, according to the Ramah? So he says, oh, maybe the pshat is, and that's going to the next paragraph, the next page. So sarach loymar, ulay choyshish l'aser l'chadchila l'shem and nech l'tchila l'achila. Maybe this is l'chshash. Where Chayshish said, maybe this farmer, first he milked the cow to eat the milk. And then he decided, no, I want to make it into cheese.
But this was Nevela, though?
What's Nevela?
I mean, this is from a trade animal?
No, this is kosher animal. This is kosher milk.
So what's the problem?
He didn't see.
Well, if he's only...
Oh, yes, milk, maybe he makes you right. Maybe he makes some
coffee. He might put milk in there.
Right, so we're afraid that maybe he's milking a few things and he wants to keep it all for Achila, and then he changes his mind to turn it into the Gvina.
But that tray for milk is not going to turn... The Chol of Tumea is not going to turn into Gvina.
Right. But still,
but he already has it, so...
It's going to be mixed in there. It's going to be in the cheese somewhere.
So it'll be little droplets or something.
Yeah. So he says it, and then he goes through and he's mad for why that's not a good chashash. He says Rebbeinu Tam is not chayshish for this. That this is not a chashash that we're chayshish for. People know when they're making the cheese for cheese, and then when they're making the challah for challah, when they want to have the challah for to eat. He says this chashash we're not chayshish for. So he says like this, and then he goes on. With a little bit more. And then Zakhtar Maisha, he says, so what's the Pshat in the Ramah? So he says, the Pshat in the Ramah is like this. There's a halacha that are we choshish that a goy is going to try to be nichshel us? Goyim know that yidden can only eat kosher and they can only eat certain type of products. So do we have to be choshish that a goy, when he has nothing to gain, he has absolutely nothing to gain, will he do something just to mess us up? Okay. So, this is a shayla that's brought down. And we passing that we're not chayshish for that. We're only chayshish, and this is a big thing that people don't know, we're only chayshish that the goy is going to try to mess us up if he has something to gain. So let's say he's sitting there with his pastrami sandwich, and you're sitting there with your salami sandwich, right? And everybody knows that salami is inferior to pastrami. So are we chayshish that maybe he doesn't care? He knows he's the next day in. So he's going to quickly, when you go to the bathroom, he's going to quickly take out your salami, put in his pastrami, and they look the same or whatever. And then he's going to get you. He's the trade. That we're not chayshish for. We're not chayshish for that. Goyim only do something when they have a benefit. They don't just try to mess us up. So he says, so maybe what the Ramah is being chayshish for is that we're being chayshish for the other tzad. The tzad that maybe Goyim are coming to be. Our will come just to try to mess us up. Even though we don't paskin like that, but there is a tzad, there are shittas that hold that they will do that, even though we don't paskin like that. So maybe over here, they're both saying that even though you're right, avada, no guy is going to be such a shaita, that if he's just making vina for himself, but since he knows that this yid is about to buy vina from him, so he's going to stick in some trefa milk just to mess him up. So he says at the end, and I don't know if you turn the page, I don't know if I printed this right. No, I didn't, because I skipped the whole two pages for you guys. So he says like this. He says, okay, so if that's the chash, zakramayish, if that's what the Ramah is being chayish for, he says that's not such a great chash, and we have kama rishayim. Toisvis, the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Tur, they're not choshish for this tzad b'chal. So he says, so if this is all what we're going on, that the goy is just trying to mix you up and just to mess you up, he says we do not have to be choshish for. So even l'chadchila, he says you wouldn't have to be choshish for that. So now I'm right over there on the top of this page, on the last page that I printed up for you. The last page that I printed out. So he says like this. Venimsa. You see, this is the second column. Yes, on the left side. No, on the right side.
Left column on the right side.
Oh, Venimsa. Shamaskona ladina. This is the maskona, and this is the din. She yoiser naita, she yesh lahater gam lechatchila hagvinoi, she rob asiyas anachri mechol shalai. Even lechatchila, the halacha is, this is the din, Rabbi Shas passing, the halacha is that you don't have to, that even lechatchila, if you saw them making the cheese, you saw the guy making the cheese, that's enough. Mishum deleko shum chash le'iru kol tamei, lepsak ramo. Ubizeh, sharama in a matter, el b'di'eved. This is the Ramah's only not matter, only b'di'eved. Why not gin lips like a maisai? With the minig is not to pass him like the Ramah in that part. The tam harama mishum shechoshes lechachila, l'shem a yer v'akim k'te lahachshol. That's chash that I just was master the few accounts before this. That's the chash of the Ramah. Shabizeh, paiskin rave ha'paiskin dey nachash klal. Most paiskin have no chash at all that a guy is coming trying to mix you up. And we don't pass it like that, by the way. So therefore, he says, you don't have to be chash like this Ramah. And lechatchila, even lechatchila, if you do not see the chaliva, you do not see the milking, all you have to see is the gvina.
So that's a big deal.
That's a very big deal. So that means you don't have to actually go to the farms.
Right.
Right? So that's a big chilek between cheese and milk. If you know that these farmers, I think that is matters that they have cheese farms and they have milk farms. They have farms that only make cheese.
So these paskin that for milk, you don't have to watch.
Oh,
for cheese,
we're not getting there
yet.
No, we're about cheese. This is all cheese. We're getting to all cheese. The cheese, you can step in right before the cheese making. All we have to do in order to make the cheese kosher.
He's saying only here, though.
Is he only saying
here in America, or is he saying everywhere?
No, this is everywhere. Everywhere.
So he's saying that you have to look at the cheese?
You do not have to watch the milking process when you're leading
up to cheese.
Yes. Because nowadays, also specifically, farmers have cheese farms. I mean, those farms are only making cheese with the milk. So you don't have to go there while he's milking the cows and watch it. All you have to do is, okay, he's got all the milk in a big vat, now he's going to make the cheese, you got to make sure that you're there when he makes the cheese.
That's because there's no chash that the milk, he's going to mess it up on purpose.
Right, he's not going to add in milk, it's not going to make cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, now,
he has nothing to
gain. This is all, by the way, this is all by everywhere in the world. Not even America. Everywhere in the world, when you know that this farmer is going to be making this into cheese, all you have to do, l'chadchila, according to the Ramah, not like the Ramah, but according to the Ramah, it says, the halacha is, all you have to do is be there by the gvina, making the gvina. Now we know, and we're going to get to this more in Mitzvah Shem in a few weeks, about this whole chalav companies that the Moshe talks about, chalav stam. We're going to talk about exactly that. So he says like this. Go down all the way to the bottom. Saif davar. See, it's about five lines from the bottom. Of the left column, right? The left column.
Yeah, I got it.
Saif davar. Af b'chol of akum, mamish ein lesser agbina sha'asa akum imenu kishiroi sha'asiya. Elirak l'bali nefesh, b'makim sha'efsir l'efsir l'hasig b'loy tircha u b'loy chaluki b'yeshiva k'dibarati. Now he said before, which I don't have time for, but he said before, if let's say you have milk that it's not tircha at all for you to go buy it. It's the same price as when a yid washed it from the time of chaliva. Then maybe it's more
maybe
of a,
in the cheese process.
Yeah, let's say in the cheese process.
To get hold of the milk.
Let's say you can get a hold of the milk. There's no problem getting hold of the milk, and it's the same price. Then he says before, okay, maybe then you should look at chilo, get that milk instead of no sweat off your back, just get that milk. He said, but if there's a difference in price or if it's just hard to get a hold of it. So then he says, then I'm telling you now, l'chadchila, as long as the yid is there by the mice, by they're making the gvina, it's okay.
Why did we get rid of the snake issue?
Huh?
the snake issue.
We're not worried about snake issues as much as that. As much as that snake issues are out the way. Okay. Well, b'chalav shel companies. Now here's where we get to America. B'chalav shel companies. The medina seim. Now our chalav and our chalav stam that we have. She'em la'isher medina elarak min aroy lahachmul abali nafesh. That minadin, which we'll explain, we're going to get to this next week or in 2 weeks. That minadin really, it could be it's not us. Only to bali nefesh. There can be machmer, so they should need chalzah. But for making cheese, shenimsa shu chumra al chumra. That for making cheese, number one, I told you, lechachila, all you have to be there is for the gvina. Now you are, and now on top of that, you have my hatayim. That I gave you by Chol of Stam, because of Chol of Company, Chol of Companies, that I gave you a lot of more reasons to be Matir, that even if you hold a Chol of Yisrael, it could be its Mutter. She says, so now to be Machmer on that milk, to not make that into cheese, unless a Yid's there by the Zan Chliva, that's a Chumrah, Shuhu Chumrah, Chumrah, Ein Lachosh Kla. So this is he's saying. What he's saying is like this. We have three categories of how milk is turned into cheese. Okay, we have chalav, just any chalav stam anywhere in the world, right? And that's made into cheese, which Ramesha says that if lechachila you're there at the time of the chalipa, lechachila it's fine. It's lechachila fine. Now let's say you want to be machmer. You want to be very careful, and therefore just watching you'd want the guy to watch the chalipa also. So he says, but in America, where I have all my reasons, which I'll get to, when Mr. Shem will get to in a few weeks, which why it's more cool, why even those that chal of stam would be mutter. So then there's that chal of stam that's turned into cheese. He says that ain't lachush klap. Even you want to make no reason to be machmer over there. Now there's certain. Now the next step is that people that are machmer only to have chal of Yisrael turn into cheese. So there's three categories. There's chalav generally, which is turned into cheese. Then there's chalav in America, where you have Ramesh's tshuva. And then you have chalav Yisrael. Chalav Yisrael is mamish, the yid is completely involved with the chaliva, whatever, we'll get to that. You know, that there's no, the yid is there actually at the time of the chaliva, making sure that there's no tray for milk getting mixed in there. So these three categories. So this whole tshuva, Ramesh is saying, is that this is chalav anywhere in the world that's being turned into cheese. Now, on top of that, if you have chalav in America, which I told you my svaris, to be makel even for the chalav, so you want to be machmer on the cheese? After I had this whole shuv, he says, that is ein lachosh kla. Okay? So now, when you go to the store, right, and you see O-U-D cheese, right, Miller or whatever, these other cheese things, it's not chalav Yisrael, what is it, right? What is regular cheese that does not call Yisrael that has no yid? Now, if it has an OU, that means that a yid was there when the gvina was being made.
It's kosher lechatchila.
So, even without a meisah tshuva, he would hold a chatchila that's kosher. But now, even without his tshuva on chalav stam. Now you say, now once I gave you my tshuva on chalav stam about why chalav in America, even as far as to be makel even by chalav Yisrael. That challah that's turned into cheese, he says that, and he basically says it, that there's no reason to be machmer. So it's really a chumrah yisera to be machmer on challah of Yisrael when it comes to cheese. Okay, now wait a second. Before you go run away with this, there's been a lot of talk about after this tshuva and what the metzias is manazah, and I'm not chas v'shalom passing for anybody, and I'm not telling anybody that there's no reason to be machmer at all for cheese in America, to have cheese made from Chol of Yisrael. I'm not way too little to get involved with that conversation. I'm just telling you what Ramesha says. Ramesha says that, I guess in his times, whatever, when he was talking, his Chol of companies, which we have in America, that turn into cheese, there's no reason to be choshish, and seems like he's saying that there's no real reason to be machmer. Want to be machmer, okay. That's your own chesed. He seems to be saying that there's no reason to be machmer. So that's what I'm trying to say. You see clearly the distinction between vina and chav. Chav, he says clearly, there's going to be ba nefesh machmer. There's going to be a reason to be machmer by chav. So by any product that has chav, akum, there's going to be a reason to be machmer. But when you talk about gvina, we're talking about cheese. When you go to the store and you see OU on a cheese, then according to Ramosha, there's ain lachash klal.
But then, if by milk itself there's a mukim to be machmir, like he said about nefesh, you have the cheese that came from that milk.
Right, but when the farmers are making cheese, when farmers are making cheese,
right,
with the milk, they don't just. He says that. They'll never mix in. They'll never mix in.
That's the reason.
He says, but if you're just selling milk, they can sell in technically. Yeah. So okay. So that's what I wanted to say. Okay. So that's basically the thing. But I don't want I'm not chas v'shalom. I'm not big enough to have a day in this at all. I'm just telling you what Ramosha says, and everyone should can discuss it with your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay.
That's good.